We're recording, so whenever you want to start.
I got a cold open.
Do you have a cold open?
Do it.
It's serious. Nice.
So
all right. Hold fret it. 5, 4. In times of crisis, the wise build bridges and the foolish build barriers. And the quote was by T'Challa, Wakanda Forever.
Well said.
We'll kick it off.
Fret it.
Hey there, guys and gals. Welcome to the Asteroid Factory podcast, where nerd knowledge is on point. We are your hosts, James Von Doom.
I'm Chewie.
And Three Toes of Fury.
And today we are talking about what, Chewie?
I think we're doing the, we're going to talk about Marvel versus DC.
And, or DC in general, DC debrief,
and
DC news.
Well, who's gonna rule 2021? Because I think we all know who ruled 2020. Which was no one.
Mm-hmm. True. But, no, that's fair.
I think we know who ruled 2019. And I think Endgame kind of put a nail in that coffin.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I mean, who ruled 2008 to 2019?
Yeah. But yeah, so that's what we're talking about. Marvel versus DC and Doom. I think you said Dawn of Justice.
Dawn of Justice.
Yeah. So we're going to review the DC stuff coming out and the Marvel stuff coming out, and who do you think's going to hit hardest in 2021? But first, we got to get to our Astro Picks of the Week. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Three Toes, you want to see him in?
You got it.
Do it.
Everybody. I told you. I'm pretty good under pressure. Hey, everybody. Check this out. It's been a while. Doom has been stockpiling picks of the week, and he's only going to give us his top 15 today. Doom, let's count them down, starting with number 15. Go.
All right. Number 15. Number 15. No. I do have two. I'm sorry. I can't keep the trend. I'm keeping Three Toes' trend alive here. Well, I shouldn't say I have two. I have 1.5. I should have two, but today is the day before a rather large game is supposed to drop tomorrow, which is Marvel's Avengers, the game from Square Enix. And so I'm getting so I've heard nothing but great things since the beta. So I heard the beta was dog shit and everyone said it was the worst thing in the world and no one listened to their fans and, you know, it doesn't make sense to progress in the game and all this. And then I was talking to some other people who said that since the beta, which kind of confuses me because the beta was like a weekend or two ago.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it's like the beta has turned the game around 100%. It's light years better than it was. What can be done in 2 weeks? I don't know. But now, I mean, I canceled my pre-order for it, so I won't be getting it. But I don't know. Now I'm confused. I'm like, should I have just bit the bullet, got it, and tried it? Or did I let reviews completely sway me away from the game?
No, we pre-order was physical, I'm assuming?
It was, yep.
Yep, okay.
And it was only $49.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I will say that a lot of people that I highly trust online have stated that the beta was very disappointing to them. And
yes.
And the list of how they were going to be monetizing the game was very disappointing to them as well.
Wow.
But I really haven't heard anything past that. It looks like it'll be a cool, like, beat 'em up for a while. But do you see that? They think they said like 12 to 13 hour beat 'em up campaign. Is that worth $60 now?
Right. And I think I was talking to Chewie, and it's like the game is going to go on sale this holiday. Mm-hmm. It has to. I mean, this is what games do when they come out in the early fall. Is by Christmas, they're, you know, $30.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, The Last of Us 2 is already on sale for some reason.
What?
Yeah.
I think when I bought it, I got it on sale. I feel like I got like a couple bones off for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You can guaranteed get Avengers video game for, I'm guessing, well, $49, $39 maybe around the holiday season.
A good Friday deal. So I guess, a little disappointed. But we'll see. We'll throw our hat in that ring, you know, in a couple months. But
wait, can I ask a question about that game though? Are you excited to play as I can't remember her name.
Miss Marvel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Kamala Khan is one of the coolest new characters. I really, really enjoy her.
Yeah.
In comic books. I think she's At first, I was kind of confused when she came out, and you know, she's just like a second-rate Miss Marvel. But they did a good job. I mean, I think the coolest thing about her is she's like a fangirl of comics and superheroes, and you know, she ends up becoming one. And it's just, I mean, I think they wrote her well, and I think she's interesting. I mean, I would probably be me. Like, if I got superpowers and super, you know, heroes existed, I'd be like, yeah, let's hang out, guys. Check me out. I got superpowers now.
Yeah. Well,
the buzz early on the net is not a lot. So Metacritic has only got, and it's dropping tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's only listing 4 scores. That's kind of one of those things. I don't know how it works in video game reviews, but like in movies, that's a bad sign. It's a mixed bag. It's rating at a 75, which is actually pretty good, but the only reviews in it are from like Worth Playing for 85, Gamers Heroes 80, Trusted Reviews 70, Jux Video 65. So it doesn't even look like any of the name brand reviewers.
I can't believe IGN's not on there.
That's weird.
I don't know if they did review it. Who did I? Mr. Sunday Movies, who I respect him pretty well. He gave it an okay rating.
Oh, he gave it an okay?
Yeah, he said like it's a 7 out of 10. Like it didn't blow him away. You know, wasn't the best thing he's ever seen. But
yeah,
for Marvel fans, it's fun. I mean, it's really kind of the first of its kind of like a cinematic Avengers game. Because all I think we've gotten before are those Ultimate Alliances.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's disappointing because that was going to be the next game I was going to purchase. And I was kind of excited to have you play it and give me a review. But I also don't want you to waste your money on something that...
My one buddy was pissed. He's like, hey, so you're getting that Marvel game? And I was like, no, I don't think I am. He's like, what the fuck, man? I mean, how am I supposed to get a review for this thing? I'm like, dude, buy it, dude. You give me the review.
So literally do them. Everybody just waits for you to do it and assumes you will. And it's a little disappointed in you for not taking one.
I know. I should have. That's on me.
That is on you.
What's the rest of your pick?
So my actual pick of the week is this band has been maybe my favorite band of the 2000s consistently since they launched, I think, I don't know, man, 2002 or 3.
Oh, yeah, Hanson.
Yes. That was late 90s.
That's all I'm going to say all podcasts.
Mbop diddy bop.
Damn it, train of thought, three toes. Their album, My Own Soul's Warning, it just dropped last week. It's The Killers. I've loved The Killers forever. Yeah. I think they're one of the best bands. I was talking to Chewy, and most bands that sound like The Killers, you know, are very, it's like a polished sound.
Yep.
And I usually hate that, but for some reason I love that The Killers sound polished. I feel like, I don't know if they, I'm sure they weren't the first to do it, but I feel like they do it well. I like the, I guess, process sound.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And I told Chewy as well, like I love the fact that if you listen to The Killers, you can hear, my God, are they influenced by Bruce Springsteen? Holy shit.
That I've never picked up on. And I've been pretty good.
Is that a new thing for them?
No. So I thought so too. But if you, there's a song to check out. It's called Runaways. And I think Bruce Springsteen helped them write it. And if he didn't, he should get credit for it. Like it's the first note, it sounds like a Bruce Springsteen song. So, but yeah, so far, I mean, I've listened to half the album, and it's on repeat for me. I'm very much enjoying it. I would definitely recommend it to any Killer fans.
There's some special guests on that album, Katie Lang, and like, and someone else pops up on there too. I think I was
Katie Lang.
After you had kind of introduced me to that single yesterday, I went and listened to a couple more tracks off the album. I think there might be 2 or 3 tracks that you can kind of listen to on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then I actually bumped into the Anthony Fantano review.
Oh, man.
And Doom, don't watch it. He just melts them down and tears them up because he doesn't like the fact that it sounds so
produced,
polished, and compressed.
It's like, it's The Killers.
Yeah.
Like from Mr. Brightside, which is they always sound like, they always sound like a rock band, but they've always sound a little bit like, I don't know, like machines have helped their sound. I don't know if that makes sense, but like they've always felt a little processed since the very beginning. They've never like a Led Zeppelin.
Oh yeah. And didn't I tell you yesterday too, that I think I like them better live?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. And that may be that may be my issue slightly. I mean, like I enjoyed everything I listened to yesterday and I completely heard the Bruce Springsteen influence, but it was kind of cool to hear that Bruce Springsteen influence in such a tight, compressed, produced package, which is usually not my thing. But yeah, I think I like the Killers because I dig what's his name, the lead singer. I think he's
Brandon Flowers.
Yeah,
he's got a very unique sound that's very much their sound, and it's great. And yeah, the buzz is really good on them as well. The culminator of reviews hits them with like a 77. NME put him at 100. Variety. 90.
I mean, and that's the thing. I don't know if this is my favorite album from them, but I'm just glad they're continuing to make new music.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's gonna be awesome when you can see them live this summer, right?
Yeah. Well, three toes, pack your bags, 2027, you, me, Chewy. We're going to go see him live in concert.
I'm counting on it. That is outstanding.
Very cool.
Pick me up at the old folks home that I'm at.
Yeah, if they send you there, you'll die. Avengers and the new Killers album. Excellent, excellent. Three toes, you want to go next?
Hit me.
I'll see you, Ian. Here's the thing, guys. I mean, tonight I'm hungry. And we have nothing in the house. I have a taste for a Chicago-style hot dog. But I think what will get me, you know, what will, you know, get me there, a little snack to get me there, will be a little three toes. That made no sense.
These guys eating toes?
Scoops of ice cream?
Hell yeah, I suck toes.
Chicago-style hot dogs?
The hot dog went down a phallic road, and then we just had a little... I just feel like I'm going to be on the defense here for a while, and then perfectly good size. All right, boys and girls. My pick is, I almost didn't pick it because it's almost too me. Like, it's ridiculously obvious that I'm going to pick this one. And anybody who scrolled through their Netflix account in the past 2 weeks would know what I'm going to pick, which is the recently dropped Game Over documentary series. Boys, have you seen it?
I have not. You mentioned it, but I am very, very interested.
Doom.
No,
is it on your radar?
Yes.
Yeah, it's great. Netflix does a very good job of putting together and understanding how to make a documentary. And so in this case, it's like a 6-part series on the history of video gaming. And there's a lot of those type of things out there. And obviously I went into it as like, oh, cool, the early days. And they covered that. But they really, I think what sets this one aside from every other documentary before is they go out and they just pick specific stories about specific games, and they jump around in time, and then they find the people who are responsible for it. And it's bananas how much detail they go into with some of the stuff. Whereas, like, we've seen the creator of Pac-Man before. He showed up in a cameo in the movie Pixels, very funny. But to see, like, the origins behind and hear the stories behind, like, how, like, Mario got created, or how, like, Space Invaders was modeled after Crabs and Aliens. Like, there's all these little finite details, and to see the people behind it. And then what they do is they connect the dots on how things have evolved. So it jumps around a lot, but I think it covers an incredible amount of territory in games. It has an entire episode dedicated to how, like, the evolution of sports games and how football and the origin of Madden football. And it's also cool to see kind of some of the early days of how some of the stuff just got either tripped across or backed into.
Yeah.
There's a couple guys at MIT that were hackers, and they hacked like these really early video games like Missile Command, and then ended up creating games out of that and court cases. So it's awesome. It's awesome. And it's, like I say, it's an easy, just throw it on the background, break it up over time. It's not comprehensive. It doesn't cover, like, if you like a console, you'll get some play. Like, so if you liked early video games, Atari, you get like a half an episode that covers on that. If you were a Nintendo guy, you get an episode around that. But it's not really digging super deep into any one particular thing. It's just kind of connecting dots throughout time. And it's awesome. It's awesome. It does have a fair amount of attention to video game competitions, maybe a little bit too much, but then you see the kids who won these things. And even that is really just such a testimony to somebody who's like the greatest Sega player or a Sega, Sonic player of all time and things like that. It's nice. Even, and that was actually pretty cool too, because the guy's talking a little bit about his technique in Sonic, where he's like, he knew that if you died at a certain point, you'd come back and get more score, get more rings. So yeah, it's check it out. And in addition to that, I'm going to kind of segue into a commercial of sorts. And another thing that kind of ties into it, for those of us who are in the Chicagoland area, I want to give a shout out and say, if you are interested in video games and interested in retro video gaming, get to West Dundee and get to the Retrocade. So the Retrocade is one of these things that are kind of popping up across America where you have somebody who's trying to kind of build a old school arcade. It's in West Dundee, which is in the Chicago suburbs. And we had a chance to check it out not too long ago. And
yeah, I've been there.
You have been. It's on. Yes. It's on Higgins. It's right. It's in the
middle. Yes.
Of this cute little town.
Yeah.
You've been there.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. It's the and we spent a fair amount of time. We went as a family to check it out for a minute and talk to the owner for a while. And the guy is incredible. He's got like a museum up front of old school consoles, of video games, and he's just got this. Like anything you can think of, he has. A good example is, I was thinking Chewy, as we're looking at his different stuff, and he's like, oh, do you know Kevin Smith? I laughed. I'm like, of course I know Kevin Smith. So he's got an old NES console sitting there, and he just pops it on, and he's got the physical cartridge of the new James Silent Bob mall game that you can just sit there and play. And I was like, oh, you have that on the cartridge? Holy shit. That's cool. Like, I knew it was downloadable. So the reason I bring it up is he has probably the most incredible collection of video games I've ever seen, and they are in the greatest shape. Like, it's hard to describe, but if you grew up in arcades, you knew kind of how arcades feel and how the controls feel. Everything there is so cherry. He like rebuilds the stuff. So it's, it's amazing. Pinball machines, old school arcade games, some 90s arcade games. But it's really, and it ties perfectly with my pick of the week, the Game Over documentary. So check it out. It's all you can play type of deal. You just pay and you can play all day. And it's
Chewy. If you ever, ever, ever have an itching to play the X-Men arcade game, you can go there, because that is why me and my buddy went specifically to the Retrocade.
Yes.
To play X-Men.
With the four controllers. With the
yes, sir.
So that would be actually, when the shit settles and people are a little bit more comfortable with going out, we should actually do a cast from there. I'm sure we could work that out with them. So that's my 1-2 punch.
Nice.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, who's going to see me in?
Ah, I got you, man. Coming at your face like a lead panic. Lead can of paint.
Like a lead panic?
Lead can of paint. It's coming at you. Do your thing, Chewy.
Here we go. Three Toes, I want to mention to you that you sent me a Key and Peele video to watch today. And do you want to know what ad played right before it? A Taco Bell ad. And I thought you sent me a Taco Bell ad, which I thought was genius.
Oh, wait. To confirm, Three Toes, are we still burning them all down?
Is No. We're doing more than that, because literally an hour ago on CNN, they dropped that Taco Bell is cutting like 12 other items from their menu. Fucking boys, dead to me.
So what we need to do is we need to infiltrate their headquarters. We need to bring them down from the inside, like Roman Emperor this shit.
100%. Okay. I'm 65% sure one of the things they cut off their menu, tacos. Anyway, sorry. I'm a little angry. I'm cranky without my double decker.
No worries. So I'm going to start my picks of the week off real quick with this. Just a couple of rapid fire YouTube picks. First of all, have you guys checked out Jack Black on YouTube? He has a YouTube channel called Jablinski's Games, where I just watched the video last night where he was playing the new Doom with his son. And it was one of the like most entertaining, like little, like, I don't know how to describe it. It was just a really cool video. And then I just started kind of digging through his YouTube channel.
Yep.
And it's very well produced, and every single video is highly entertaining and a hilarious. Really good time.
You saw the recently shorn Blackjack from like 3 weeks ago. He looked a little bit like Doom did a couple weeks ago, and then he went full shorn. So yeah. His is a great entertaining channel, and it's not like it doesn't outstay its welcome. They're kind of small bits and pieces, but fucking Jack Black's hilarious.
Oh yeah, totally. So bumped into that recently, subscribed. I hit the notification bell on that one. Kyle Dunnigan on YouTube has been doing a great job. He comes from that like South Park school of not really caring who he makes fun of, and he will make fun of someone and just roast them and troll them completely. And I'm not sure if you saw that video I sent you yesterday, but he just recently dropped a video where he has this little bit called Caddy Daddy, where he plays this like suburban caddy daddy. And he filmed a little skit where at the end of the skit, he starts to roast Alyssa Milano. I'm not sure if you saw that video of Alyssa Milano where she has her hair falling out. Have you guys seen that?
So why is her hair falling out?
She posted a video not too long ago stating that she had COVID and that COVID was causing her hair to fall out. And she showed like a detangling brush where she pulled some hair out, and she showed the hair to the camera. And the first time I saw that video, the first thing I thought of was, that's not a lot of hair for a detangling brush. And then I remember speaking to someone else. I think it was my sister, and the video just dropped, and she's a fan of Kyle Dunnigan too. And she's like, "Yeah, I saw the video too, and I've pulled out more hair on a detangling brush after a shower than that." So what Kyle Dunnigan did was it's really brutal. He takes that video of Alyssa Milano at the end, and he starts playing it, but then he starts playing like really sad music, like from one of those Sarah McLachlan dog videos.
No, I knew you were gonna say that.
And then he puts like, and then he adds these like this phone number to call if you know someone with mental health issues. It's really bad, but like it made me fall out of my chair. And like we're missing that level of humor now. Like we're like the South Park void needs to be filled, right? Especially with everything going on. I can't wait till South Park comes back and we can kind of start filling that void of.
Are they gone? Or like on like a break?
Their cycle, I think, would dictate a new season starting sometime in like early 2021, I think. Mm. So I don't think
I would totally be down for that. Like I've been away from them for a while, and I'm ready to come back.
Yeah,
100%, 100% agree with you.
Yeah, but that style of that brutal, like no holds barred style of comedy, is really not being represented right now.
No,
because all you see on like the news cycles, all you get is just political attacks and COVID attacks, and it's just crazy. Which brings me to my next pick of the week, and this is my main pick of the week. With everything going on in the world, I have resorted to only really consuming brutality and like dread and darkness in my
that sounds in my entertainment. Nothing but healthy things can come of that.
I feel like you're in a good place.
Fuck out of here, three toes.
Run.
I think I told you guys before, like I was playing The Last of Us 2, and when I initially started playing that game, I knew that it was almost too dark to play at this time of whatever history or whatever. But I kept playing it, and I realized that it was actually helping me kind of deal with demons, and it was actually kind of helping me just kind of ignore what was going on. So I finished that game, and then the last podcast, someone, or maybe two podcasts ago, someone mentions subscribing to a specific service. So I do. I started to really dive in this week, and I've watched, I think, 5 movies off of it. And the service is Shudder, and the Shudder service over the past year has built up their library to really encompass like a really awesome amount of cool movies, cool series. The Joe Bob Briggs is up there, and I just really can't speak too much about it, or I can't speak enough about it, because everything I've watched on there has been great. I mean, I've avoided the stuff I know may be a little iffy, because they do have a lot of that B-movie type of stuff up there. But I watched that movie that you recommended, which was Host. And it's kind of creeping me out right now that we're doing a Zoom call right now.
Right?
That whole movie was shot using Zoom.
Fuck, it's so good. Have you heard of that one at all, Doom?
Yeah, I saw the trailer because Chewie sent it to like our management board for I don't know what reason.
Nice. I did do that yesterday. Yeah,
you did. Yep.
Yeah. Remember, he's into the brutality thing.
Hey, at work, we were looking into ways to do some team building. So I said, hey, if you guys want to do a virtual seance, I think.
I want to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw that trailer and it just made me think, like, if I feel like there wouldn't be a successful seance, because even fucking demons wouldn't want to hang out in 2020. Like, right. They're like, you know what? Yeah, like, call us back early next year, maybe, but we're good. Like,
we're good. Things are pretty chill in hell right now. We are good.
I will say this. I watched the trailer too, and I didn't think I was going to like it, but the way that they pull, the demonic aspects into the movie was genius.
They use so little and do so much with it. And it's a jump scare. It's a found footage. And so we've seen a bajillion of those.
Nothing they found like creativity found within.
And dude, last like 15 minutes of that flick is like, fuck, what the fuck is going to happen next? It takes its time, and it's only an hour, which is even better because there's like less filler, but it does take its time. But man, when the things start to hit, all I'm saying is and no spoilers here, but the scene with the flower in the room, fucking nightmare fuel, which I tweeted to the director, and he's like responded at. He's like, yep, like, it's cool.
You're welcome.
I'm glad I ruined your life. the final movie that I caught on Shudder last night was, or the night prior, was Daniel Isn't Real. I highly recommend the movie if you're in, if you want to see something along the lines of American Psycho meets Hellraiser. And it stars Arnold Schwarzenegger's son.
Whoa.
And that's why I watched it, because I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger's son's name pop up. And I said, you know what, I've never watched anything with this guy. Let me take a look. And he is so good in the movie that, like, I'm now a fan, and I will most likely probably hunt down some more stuff with him in it.
Now, is that movie different than Daniel Day-Lewis Isn't Real? Because he's just too good of an actor.
I think that's a documentary.
I'm enjoying my milkshake.
But yeah, Shudder. Right. Oh, Shudder is a go on.
I need to throw a thank you out to Chewy. Not that I don't love you, Three Toes, but so like a week or two ago, I had a box of
Ferrero Rochers I sent you.
No, I threw those out immediately because they're disgusting. Who needs more nuts? I mean,
and D's nuts.
I got you, Chicago
hot dog. What?
I got a message from Google Play, who's my music service, and they're like, "Hey, man, end of year, we're gonna, you know, I hope you are ready for YouTube Music." Well, no the fuck I'm not ready for YouTube Music. I think it's a shithole service. I want nothing to do with it. And I'm like, what the f-? I loved Google Play. I've had it for, I don't even know, 5 years, 6 years. And I've built up playlists and all this shit. And they're like, oh, well, we're going to fucking YouTube Music. Well, fuck you, Google. I'm so distraught. Like, my music is very important to me. My way to access it is. And then all of this, I'm like, well, all right, let me try out YouTube Music. It's like somebody built it 10 fucking years ago. Like,
yeah,
the simple things you would expect from a service are not there. And I have no choice but to go there. So I'm canceling my Google Play. I'm canceling my YouTube Premium. And I'm canceling my Google Home. I have now replaced that with a banging thing that my pick of the week is going to be Nextcast. And I'm switching to Amazon Music, which Chewy recommended. And it's amazing. Yeah. HD. I love it top to bottom. The service is great. Music's great. The app's great. All around. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Do you hear a difference?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I mean, especially this, like, what you're playing it through, it's insane. Like, it's scary. I was actually listening to a killer song, and I was scared. I, like, paused it. I'm like, hold on. And I'm, like, listening for – it was actually the song, and there was things in the song that I could not hear otherwise. I'm like, holy shit, that's the audio quality of this music.
Yeah. I think we talked about it a little bit prior. Neil Young is trying to save music in the way that we preserve it. And he's working very closely with Amazon because, I mean, everyone noticed that for a while there, all these streaming services were streaming at really crappy bit rates.
Dog shit quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he wanted to make sure that there were streaming services available, because God bless him, at his old age, he's an old dog, but he realized that streaming is gonna be what we are going to be doing from now into the future. I mean, I haven't bought a CD. No one's bought a CD except
he's 74, man.
It's an interesting segue. I was gonna say, dude, it's really sad to hear that this streaming service that you put all this time and effort is suddenly taking everything away from you. You know what isn't taking things away from me? Look at this. That's Belafonte's greatest hits album. You know what this is? Johnny Horton's greatest hits album. You know what this is? Jimmy Buffett, You Had to Be There album. What's this one here?
Jimmy Buffett, get this guy off the.
Peter Gabriel,
is he?
Live. So you see what doesn't go walk away from me? Is my physical collection. So this mountain of CDs that is completely surrounding me.
Three Toes. Three Toes. Yeah. Neil Young, he's behind you.
Ooh, wait. No, it isn't. It is me. Ivan.
He's just searching for a heart of gold, Three Toes.
Oh, well, maybe there'll be a harvest that he can grab it from. Thank you. I can play this game all day long. Southern Cross. Blah, blah, blah.
Neil Young's 127 years old.
But you know what? He is, and actually, Chewy, because you were all about that service, he is, like, he has been for a long time, huge into the best quality sound, pushing bit rates. He was the Pono player guy. So that's awesome. So now you guys have to pull the trigger.
And it's 20 bucks a month.
Like 5 bones?
It's 13 a month for a single, but it's 20 for a family. So, I mean, it's me and the wife have, we know, we shared the Google account, and so did my my old man. So, I mean, it, really, when you break it down, it's, I think it comes to like $7 a person.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's not bad. Well, I'm glad you're on board, my friend. I'm glad you're on board.
Let's do this.
Okay, so topic of the week, DC versus Marvel. I think this is kind of spawning more so from what happened with DC last week, where they kind of dropped all of that stuff that they're going to be.
DC fandom, baby.
Let's talk about it.
So, yeah.
Bam, bam, pow.
What hits you the hardest from those releases? Like, what are you most excited for?
What's the most exciting?
Yeah.
And I only
like
have two.
Most of it. I mean, the Batman. Pattinson has COVID-19, so he might die, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Please. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that news just dropped. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. No. Honestly, Chewie actually threw it. So I saw the Batman trailer. I think I watched it like 100 times. It's so good. But really fast on that, did you see? It was like an Instagram post, and it was brilliant. They did Michael Keaton, and it's like, who are you? I'm Batman. And then he like flies away, and then Christian Bale. You know, I'm Batman. And then this one is like, who are you? Like, I'm Vengeance. It's like, fuck, you only had to say one line, man. You just had to say you were Batman. But looks flawless, looks very Christopher Nolan-y. But the game is actually what I'm most excited about, is the Suicide Squad game.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Three Toes?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, I haven't. And I know they dropped some news on a couple games. There was another, I thought it was a Batman too. But no, so they're going to make a Suicide Squad system console game?
PS5, Xbox X. I don't know what the new Xbox is called. I'm sorry. I should know, and I'm embarrassed.
No, so
amazing.
The only thing that was a little disappointing about that, so I will second that motion and say that that's the one thing that kind of caught me off guard too, and that's the one thing I'm most excited for, because that trailer was the coolest thing I think they dropped. However, there was no gameplay. It was mostly a cinematic, but that dropped, I'm not sure if it was right after or right before the news that the Avengers game was shitting the bed started.
Which seemed like a very Marvel move, but...
Yeah, but yeah, that really impressed me. Just the fact that they took that same route where, you know, how everyone was complaining about the Avengers game, how it looked too close to the characters from the MCU, but it didn't look like them enough. They kind of did the same thing with the Suicide Squad. But better, like it was more.
It's
believable.
Different enough. Yeah, yeah. I mean that guy does not look like Will Smith or whoever is going to be Deadshot. But
yeah, but Three Toes, if you haven't seen the trailer for this for the Check Suicide Squad game,
I'm checking it out because Suicide Squad in general. I mean, for me, it's kind of a tie between that and Batman. Batman edges it out as far as like excitement level, because I went in trying to be optimistic about it, but the tone of that trailer is so fucking good. I mean, it's exactly what you said, dude.
And you know what I forgot? Paul Dano's the Riddler.
Right.
I mean, you couldn't get like a creepier fucking guy.
But the way they're portraying him and stuff. And then now I think I forwarded to both of you guys, and it flies in the face of my, oh, no trailers. That's all out of there.
Yeah, Three Toes. What are you
doing? You guys watched that, the dissection of the trailer by, I think it was Emergency Awesomeness, his YouTube channel, where it was like he dissected the trailer scene by scene. If you haven't, I'll resend it. It's good. Incredible. When he goes into it, all the details that the people, that this guy in particular, a lot of people on Reddit have picked up, like he solved the riddle in the Riddler's card that you see in there, which is
yes. Amazing. Oh, I did see that. Yes.
Yes. It's incredible. And the riddle is what happens to a liar when he dies. And the guy decoded the riddle, and the answer is he lies still, which is a great double play on like you lie still because you're dead and you're still lying. But he's dissected every little element of it, and a lot of people have now, where they really feel like, even though it's a Riddler movie, there's allusions to the Court of Owls. Can't fucking wait.
Can we really talk about the most amazing thing that came out of that trailer? The most amazing thing is that was fucking Colin Farrell as the Penguin.
Correct. Yeah. If it is, like,
like one of my strongest suits in movies, and though my wife can attest, is I can like recognize a face. I'm like, oh, that person's from this, no matter how obscure. I looked at that man's face for like 30 minutes. I had no idea that was him.
Never peg it as him.
Blew
never.
My fucking never. Head right off, yes. Man.
So it's, and the other thing is I think in Kevin Smith, I don't know if you got a chance to check out, I think it was a recent Fat Man of Batman. He kind of dissected it with Mark. Everybody's kind of also talking about the fact that usually these movies have this bigger, like, oh, I'm going to destroy the world. I'm going to destroy the water supply. This one really brings it in supposedly into a little bit more of like a murder mystery
Nice.
Corrupt mayor. It would be perfect with the Court of Owls because you got this kind of conspiracy within Gotham for years. And there was the reference in the trailer to something about his parents were tied into it too. Would make total sense that they would be part of this elite society. So it's, I feel like it's going to touch on a lot. I think there was also a fair amount of reference to, we talked about it before, maybe the Long Halloween. I didn't get that vibe in this trailer because Long Halloween.
Well, there was talk of Hush too.
Right.
Well, because of the taped up faces.
Fucking love Hush.
But I got to ask you both, what is your guys' Zoe Kravitz?
Oh,
what is Catwoman?
Yeah. Like, are you guys excited? You not?
Here's the thing I have to say about it is that it felt, so you said it felt Nolan. Yep. I think the movies actually look slightly kind of like Tim Burton as well. Like, like it's pulling from that era as well, because that Catwoman kind of reminded me a little bit of that. The
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, there was a little bit of, I mean, there was even like when Batman shot the grappling hook up and kind of went up the shaft, that felt very Burton-esque to me.
Went up the shaft.
Yeah, there was a 3-second shot that looked like Joel Schumacher to me a little bit. Like, I think he's pulling from all of that stuff. Like,
yeah,
like the good stuff. And he's going to like,
yeah, the good like stuff.
Yeah. But in terms of Zoe Kravitz,
we didn't see much of her.
We didn't see her face. Like, we didn't see her do anything except for like look eyes at the camera. Yeah. And we saw Pattinson's eyes too, covered in mascara. So,
but, and I think it's pretty well established that a lot of the characters that our characters aren't quite how we would normally see them. Like Riddler, I don't believe is going to be full on like Riddler outfit. I think what they showed was kind of,
oh yeah, no, he looks weird as shit. But
Penguin early on is like an early archetype. And so even with her, I think they'll probably play her off maybe more like the Nolan introduction of what's her face in Dark Knight Rises, where she's kind of just like this cat burglar. We're not quite sure where allegiance lies. So,
and Hathaway. Yeah. Miss Hathaway.
She felt so tacked on in that movie. So I'm not sure yet. I mean, I'll be down with it. I like Kravitz. That's one of those where I'm like, I have to see the movie. The trailer didn't give me any.
What does Batman use to darken his eyes?
Paint. Oh, this is a pun.
Just movies. Black paint? What? Like from Ace Hardware? Like, he just goes and gets some black paint?
No, I don't know. I think it is. It's mascara. Like, or, you know, like, maybe he just takes a black lipstick and just fucking rubs it around his eyeballs.
It has to be prepared, and he has to have a specific like level of black that he uses. Paint. It's just grease paint.
Grease paint.
Like war paint.
It's grease paint. Black. I mean, none more black.
I think we need to talk about the.
So his job to be as clever as you. Shit sandwich. 2-word review. Shit sandwich. You can't print that. Who wrote that?
Who printed that?
Oswald 211.
I do think we need to talk about the female elephant in the room, which is the Wonder Woman trailer.
Gal put on a little weight, but this is unacceptable. Okay. She is not. To call her an elephant is.
Yeah, Chewy. Fuck, have some decorum, man. Oh, my
gosh.
Jesus.
Am I canceled? Did you guys just cancel me?
We just did. All the quotes that are going to be pulled from this.
No, and I say that because I'm not that excited. Like, it looks good.
Like, I'm confused.
I'll watch it.
I haven't watched the trailer.
But all that trailer does is confuse you. All it does is confuse you. Like my wife has watched it with me a couple times, and even she's been confused. She's like, why is he alive? Like, why are they doing that? Like,
that's confusing. That I think Pedro Pascal is confusing. Who I mean, you can't not love that man. He's had nothing but like perfect stuff, except for I think he did do, didn't he do like The Great Wall with Matt Damon?
Yeah, I think so.
Deep cut.
That's anyways, like who he is. But did you see Kristen Wiig in that trailer?
Yeah.
I mean, it was more of a her trailer, really, than
she's awesome.
A Gal Gadot. It's just, I'm confused. Why? How does a human being become what she becomes? I mean, answer these questions, Chewie.
Yeah.
What does she become? Oh, is this the cheetah business?
Yeah.
She becomes a cheetah.
Kevin Smith, he let something out about that in a recent podcast. I didn't even get it. He said that he interviewed her like a year before the trailer dropped, and he asked her, said something about, do you become full cheetah? Do you have the tail? I don't know what that means. And she told him yes, but not to spoil it. So I honestly don't know what any of that means. She turns into an animal?
Yeah, she full on becomes a cheetah.
I mean, it's obviously something from the history because he knew it, but I.
Oh, no. I mean, cheetah's a very, she's one of the main Wonder Woman villains, like in comics, for sure.
Yeah, but does she physically turn into a cheetah?
Yes. Yep.
Oh. All right. So we're going with the 1980s short-lived TV show Manimal. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. So we're all really in on this movie. No. The
Shots fired.
Shoot. What was I gonna say? The thing I'll say about Cheetah in the trailer is that what we got with the climactic end to the Marvel, whatever you want to call it.
Endgame.
Which,
weirdly, I just last night I was like, I got to throw that in. I'm feeling like I'm going to rewatch at least the last two movies.
Just watched it.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm dying to, because we watched Black Panther last week. The kid wanted to see it. God love him. And I said, God damn, these movies are amazing. Better check those out again. So yeah, I'm going down that rabbit hole.
I just watched the Last Battle too, like two nights ago.
Nice. So on your left. Oh.
He's, fuck you, DC. Fuck you. Marvel still wins.
No, and this will probably be a good transition to kind of discussing Marvel for a little bit. What we got at the end of Marvel with Thanos was so mind-boggling amazing. And then you look at Cheetah in the Wonder Woman trailer, and I'm hoping it's still kind of early, too early to...
You mean CG-wise? Or are you
CG-wise.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look too riveting. It just looks kind of cookie cutter.
I don't know how you're supposed to make somebody look cool as a human cheetah.
I know. Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
All
so
right, I'm going to go do some body painting. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Cover up the nutsack.
These nuts.
So what's next?
Well, I think it's a good transition into...
Haven't talked about one thing.
Oh, and I need to talk about that.
Yeah, what?
I was going to make a joking
reference to it. So, are we still talking about
Snyder Suicide Cut? Squad trailer?
Oh, okay. We haven't talked about that. Suicide Squad. So Suicide Squad, we need to talk about. I am 100% sure it's going to be amazing.
Now, I agree with you, but so the trailer that dropped for the Suicide Squad, it felt so much like what they did. I need you guys to close your eyes and go back in time and remember the trailer they dropped for the Justice League. Do you remember how it was like rock music and everyone was like, yeah, we're buddies, let's do this. Yeah. And it was the cheesiest, biggest piece of shit I've ever seen. And then the movie ended up sucking pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
It felt like that, but I believed it this time. Like, it didn't feel it to that level, but like James Gunn said it and I'm like, fuck, I believe this man. Like, John Cena, I love him. I believe him. Like, I feel like this movie is going to do what they're saying it's going to do, as opposed to the Justice League movie that shit the bed.
You know why? It's because, I've been thinking a lot about this, it's because I think James Gunn gets tone better than a lot of people in how to set a tone. Most people forget about that. They just like, hey, here's some scenes, here's some special effects, here's some songs. Whereas I think he spends a lot of time and attention to that. And so he's throwing 100 people at us, but he does a really good job with tone. I'm excited as all get out for it. And it looks fucked up, man. There's a lot of random characters in there. There's like, what's his name? They're all their best friend, Dashiell Shane, who's like Polka Dot Man. What the fuck is
that? Yeah.
It's crazy.
It looks weird.
It's going to be weird.
Did you, I saw that they're bringing in King Shark. I mean, now see that, like, that could be amazing. And I would want to see that as opposed to Kristen Wiig as Cheetah. So James Gunn wins that round.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
It almost felt like it was James. This is James Gunn saying, like, you know, that argument that everyone says when they have a big, like, Avengers movie or a Justice League movie. It's like, how can you do a movie with so many characters?
Right.
You're not going to pull it off. And they've, and Marvel did it, but they took 20 movies to build up to it. Mm-hmm. This feels like James Gunn going, like, hey, I'm going to have a 64. main characters in this movie, and it's going to be real good, and you're going to love it, and it's going to be a cool ride.
And I'm coming off a mediocre flick. I'm coming into a franchise that's just kind of all over the board. So, I mean, it's a tall order, but he'll do it. He'll be fine.
So you mentioned Justice League too.
You're talking the Schneider Cut.
Yeah.
Have you heard how long it is?
14
six,
hours.
6 hours. Oh, 14 hours now.
Wait. Really,
Phil comes in at 4 hours.
Are you fucking kidding?
The rumor is that it's a true rumor, is that it's going to come in like something like 4 hours, and they're going to give you the option to watch it in segments, sections, or as a whole. Can that movie be saved? I'm sure it'll be better.
How much fucking detail do you need for 4 hours of movie?
Like, here's how he can save it. He has a lot of time and a lot of money to save it now. he has the buy-in from all the actors who you know are going in to do reshoots and stuff for this movie. He has all of these. He has, you know how much data he has in terms of what fans want?
Yeah.
You think?
He has pages and pages, Bibles of data just to go by what people want. As long as he kind of sticks to that.
What happens when you do that? When you get all that data and put it all together, you create the Rise of Skywalker. And you take that for what it is, because some people loved it and some people didn't. But that was a movie that was literally written with what you just said, is data and giving people what you think they want.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You did. You sure did.
It's like sticking your dick into the hole of a freaking hornet's nest. I mean, it really is.
I feel like that's a weird transition. It feels like it's from a place of actual experience.
No, it's not. I'm not judging. Okay. Look, man, I was a teenager. Shit happens. Three times.
It's fine.
That drops relatively soon, right?
Does it? Hey, what's the story with HBO Max? Do I get HBO Max for free if I have HBO? How does that work? Anybody?
If you have AT&T, you get it for free, which I do.
Fuck. I don't.
But if you have HBO, no, it's an extra charge.
Do you have Max?
I do.
Oh, you should check it out. Did you hear they dropped? I'm really dying to see it. That Action Park documentary.
No.
Yeah, look it up. You can see it. Class Action Park. It's do we talk about this in the podcast? Maybe not.
But no, we haven't.
What's his name? From Jackass made a movie of it, kind of a comedy movie. His last one, but it's based off of a real amusement park, and several celebrities like grew up in the area. I forgot what it was. Somewhere Midwest, Mideast. But it was this amusement park from like the late 70s where they said fuck all the rules and safety regulations and created literally this psychotic, like Santa's Village meets Great America meets Saw, like you're gonna die if you go there. And so there's a new doc that just dropped on HBO Max, which honestly I would almost get the service just to see. It looks really good, so check it out.
Check it out.
Well, I mean, at least, but you know what they did do, they put in Hallelujah, which I know is Three Toes' favorite song in any trailer.
God damn it. It was like, you could have done anything, but throw that song at me. I'm like, seriously, Zach, you got to get off that song.
Well, hopefully it's just the trailer.
I still want to see it, I guess. Oh, yeah. Why not? Something to see.
Well, I mean, regardless of coming down on that movie coming out, I'm sure you guys are both excited to watch it because 4 hours is going to encompass a lot more than what we got in Whedon's. How long was his cut? Like 2 hours maybe or less?
I think it was like 2 hours and maybe 15 minutes. Oh, let's see.
Boys, let's be honest. We're entering a big drought for a while. We will take whatever they spoon feed us. Yeah, whatever they give us is like we're all going to be slaves to the new releases in the streaming service queues and be like, well, there's dick at the movies. TV's got some ebb and flow.
2 hours even. Of Justice League. Aquaman was 2 hours and 22 minutes.
Wow. Did you hear about Aquaman? Did you hear about...
No.
What's his name? What's her name? The actress from Aquaman.
Amber Heard,
who was in a legal battle with Johnny Depp. Did you hear about this?
Of course. No.
And she is... she's claiming a lot of stuff that Johnny Depp did to her. And I believe her. Well, I guess... It's already come out, and it's a fact now that she had someone help her, or she did it herself. She used makeup to make it look like she was beat up.
That bitch! I don't believe
pictures of it, and then used those pictures.
You are the rock of opinion on our podcast, Tim. I believe her. That bitch.
To claim that Johnny Depp was, you know, beating her, and then Johnny Depp got fired from a lot of jobs and kind of got blacklisted from some stuff. So yeah, it's gonna be So now they're saying she may never be. Involved in another Aquaman movie. So
she's now on the shit list.
Yeah, she's on the shit list.
Wow.
Well, dude, as long as that hair doesn't show back up, I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Momoa, my man. I want to have a Guinness with that guy someday.
Okay, so...
my man.
So real quickly now, I think we hit all the pillars.
Of the drops. Who's going to win next year?
Of the DC drops. Now...
Yeah, DC's going to be great. DC's going to have an awesome year.
Now, really quickly, what do we have coming up for Marvel? I mean, it's all Disney Plus stuff, right?
Black Widow. That's it.
And Black Widow.
Well, no. The Eternals.
Is that next year?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like this year, wasn't it?
Well, I know it was. It's supposed to be holiday of this year.
Yeah, I think it got... it's definitely next year, too. That'll be interesting, because, I mean, they're like resetting the whole everything with that, so...
And you know that trailer will be dropping soon. which I just read a little blurb that said there's a Bollywood dance sequence in the movie.
Hmm.
So I think they're going to shit the bed.
Dude, don't be
from the love guru.
Deep cut. Wait, did they drop a trailer for the Eternals?
No, not yet.
No,
not
we'll
yet.
Know.
Not yet. But you know that's coming soon. Like you can just feel Marvel has to respond to what DC just did. And they could respond with an Eternals trailer. They could respond with another Black Widow trailer. And
let's not us forget that Selma Hayek is in that film. So.
Oh, yeah. They could also respond with trailers for any of their TV shows. They could respond.
Thank you, Chewy. Do you know I completely forgot that that was a thing? When you told me that, what's her name, got blacklisted, not booted off of Instagram, or she basically, Elizabeth Olsen, she deleted her own account because of that, which I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
It's, outstandingly stupid. But
Vision and Wanda?
Vision Wanda, I was like, holy shit, that's right. The Loki show. And then
fuck yeah.
And then Falcon the Bucky. And Bucky. Come on. Falcon
the Snowman, Bucky.
What the fuck? What is the delay here?
Right.
I mean, pandemic be damned. Get this shit on the screen for me, man.
Season two of Mandalorian.
Drops in a month, 2 months.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Thank God. Oh my
gentle. October 30th. October
not related 30th. To DC or Marvel. Three Toes. How fucking dare you and I forget what tomorrow is?
Dude, no. Before you even go anywhere, I was waiting and I was being patient. But what I was going to say before we logged off was, hey, guys, I'd like to pre-record my pick for next podcast.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Three Toes. If you're here, here's my pick for the week. The greatest fucking thing that's going to come out this entire year came out last week, because I'm saying it like it was, last week.
Yeah.
Is fucking A, The Boys Season 2.
The Boys Season 2.
That will literally, I honestly believe that's going to solve this entire pandemic.
Did you, I know you're not a trailer guy, but I only saw one trailer for that show. One, in earnest. Same. And it was the whale one.
Yep.
That's the only one I watched, and I'm like, you know what? This has redeemed my faith in mankind. Yep. I'm in. Let's keep on going.
So great call, Chewy. I'm glad, Chewy. It's a great call, Doom. I'm glad we got there. We can't talk about it too much, but honestly, it is everything. And
I think I'm going to wait till midnight and watch it tonight.
Oh, fuck. That's a great idea.
I'm off tomorrow. I think I'm going to make the wife watch Boys with me tonight.
Oh, and I think that they're dropping like three episodes first, and then where they're – so I don't think it's actually
It's not?
I don't think it's a total series drop. I feel like they're dropping some of it, and then they're making us wait a little bit, which I'm okay with.
Okay.
Can't wait.
So an independent comic-influenced TV show is going to rule them all.
100%.
It might. This year, probably, yeah.
100%.
Gotcha.
Okay, yeah, and as soon as this podcast hangs up, I am going to make HBO Max. We already have HBO for $15 a month. HBO Max, $15 a month. I'm gonna scratch my head on that.
You could just flip-flop it and just...
No, you can't. So did you know that? So HBO Max, we have it on our Amazon account. So we have HBO on our Amazon account. You can't get HBO on Amazon. Max. You have to get HBO Max on Hulu or something.
I heard that the Fire Stick doesn't even support it yet, right?
It's weird. It's
psychotic.
So we have to cancel HBO on Amazon to get HBO Max on Hulu.
What the fuck?
I don't get that at all. But it's the same price, so it's definitely worth it. And I heard some really good shows on HBO Max.
Really?
I was at work 2 days ago, and everyone was telling me all these shows to watch on HBO Max. I don't remember any of them, but
There's a new one called Raised by Wolves that's supposed to be... It's getting a lot. Yes,
that's the one. That's the one they were talking about.
It's a sci-fi one that's Raised
Buddy's by Wolves. Dude, yep.
It's supposed to be great.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't want another streaming service, but I kind of want to get to see that.
Also, real quick, if you do want another streaming service, Apple Plus is a good streaming service for $4.99. The shows on it are pretty legit. I hate to say it, Apple does quality very well. We started one with Captain America Defending Jacob.
Is it good?
Yep.
It is.
I love what's her name in that show. I forgot her name. I think she's from
Katie Von Doom wants to throw out another one, Ted Lasso. It's starring Jason Sudeikis. He's an American football coach, and he goes to London to become a coach there. She watched all, I think there's 6 episodes out. She watched them all in a day.
Where's that streaming from? Apple.
Mm-hmm. But it's $4.99 a month, so I can't really say Apple's...
That's nothing.
They're not trying to steal your money on that. Yeah. So...
Yeah, I think Shudder is only $4.99 a month or something like that, too.
Hey, speaking of rental, has anybody seen Bill and Ted yet?
No.
Damn it.
I have not.
Three Toes. How is that not your pick of the week? I thought...
I'm sorry.
The only,
give me a week.
The only close to me review I have from a buddy is it's not what he expected and he needs to talk about it with someone. Ooh. That's the only review I have. And that makes me want to see the movie.
Yeah. I've heard nothing but really good. Like, I heard it's hilarious.
I've heard a lot of good. I think a lot of people are like, it's what we need right now. And I feel like a lot of the reviews are kind of like, they're not like glowing, but they're like really just, it's like warm, fuzzy, happy type of thing. Like, yeah. That's great.
There's a great deal on Vudu right now to purchase all three movies in like Ultra HD.
For $8.99?
No, it's like $30 for like all three movies or something like that.
Oh, that's killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vudu is a good service. They really do hook you up with the sales.
Oh, and to call back to our other Bill and Ted conversations, the soundtrack, look it up. Remember, we've always talked about that soundtrack? Like, what was it going to be, like a new Winger song? Or maybe Kiss was going to get back together and
a new Winger song?
Yeah.
So who's on it? Do you remember anybody?
It's a lot of people that I wasn't really too aware of, but like you have like a new Mastodon song on there. So you have a lot of like more modern metal acts that are doing more.
Striker on there?
No.
What about Striper?
Wait.
What about
Winger? Wanger? Cherry Pie? Warrant?
Yes.
Is Wanger a band now? I say that.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
No, it's not.
It was the '80s.
It is now. We are Wanger. Excellent. Real quick, I have a fast food field file for the week, and it's Wingstop. Fuck them. They gave me a dysentery. So who wants to see us out?
Yeah. No, to follow that, fuck Chipotle. I'm out. That ship has sailed.
That was my pick last week. What the fuck are you doing?
I tried it based on your pick, and I got a burrito bowl. The first bite was crunchy rice, which cooked the fucking rice.
Which is
then I took two bites of chicken. The vein in the chicken was so strong, I couldn't cut it with a knife. So I yelled. Fuck.
I'm coming to get it.
I had three bites. That's all I took, and I threw the whole bowl out, and I punched the garbage can in angst. So fuck Wingstop. Fuck Chipotle. God bless
fuck
America.
Taco Bell. God bless America. And we're out. Mike.
Oh, shit. All right.
See you,
guys and gals. Guys and gals, thank you for listening. Check out AsteroidFactory.com. There you can find more information about this episode and all other episodes. There you can leave us a voicemail that we may just play on a future episode of the podcast. It sounds like I'm reading this because I am. Listen, share, and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any podcast app of your choice.
If you like the show, please tell your like-minded friends. Anything you can do to spread the word helps us take over the world. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for up-to-the-minute coverage of what we geek out about. And don't forget this week, watch a movie, read a comic, and do some gaming. I'm Chewy.
Pretty toes, Gary.
And I'm James Von Doom. And remember, until the robots rise up, put your ankles in it. Nice. Thanks, gentlemen. I needed that.